This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a nice treat. Our next guest, he's got a movie out, Netflix exclusive. I have to sneeze here, Tiki. Excuse me. Comes out January 28th. He's a funny guy. We've seen him for years now. Big sports guy as well. Kevin James is with us here on The Fan. Kev, big golfer as well. Tiki and Tierney, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right.
Doing awesome, man. Doing awesome.
So I watched this movie last night, Kevin, and it's funny because Sean Payton was my coach when I was with the New York Giants. He was the offensive coordinator. And, yeah, he was funny, but more in like a satire, like just trying to piss you off.
Prickish kind of a
way. Yeah, exactly. You kind of captured it, dude.
Thank you. Is that a compliment?
No, it is. Right. I'll give you an example, Kevin. Like, there was one day he wanted to put in all of these, dummy snap counts and do it on two, but like a dummy two. So you go through, hut, and then you start over again, and we couldn't get it. And he'd say to us, there are 100 women in New York City, at Radio City, that can lift their legs all at one time, and you bleeps can't stay outside on a dummy snap. Was just kind of like, it was funny, but he was dead serious, you know what I mean? How fun was this movie for you to make, playing Sean Payton after one of the rough times of his professional career?
It was amazing because it turned into one of the best. I mean, it was the best for him. And he was happy to share it with us and the experiences and just learning about him and how he, conducted the team and coaching. And it was an amazing experience for me. I loved sports growing up, and I couldn't do what you did. And my career stopped at a certain point, and then being able to be a physical comedian and finding an outlet in a way to kind of continue sports has always been great for me. And to be able to have this position, man, it was amazing to be able to be out there with these kids and to run it like that. It was fun.
Well, by the way, you better get ready to start shooting part two, home team, because Sean Payton might be coaching the Giants by next week. I mean, doesn't it look like he wants to go back to the Saints, Kevin? Do you see that story?
I don't know. Yes, but I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with it. I don't know if it's just malarkey. You heard me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have no idea what's happening with it, but I wouldn't buy that yet.
I got you.
I think he's still there. He's he did so much for that city and so much coming in there, and he's just an amazing individual and a force. So, I don't know. I don't think he loved it. When I was there, he didn't show any signs of him wanting to get out.
Mm-hmm. But when you were there, he probably had Drew Brees or at least a healthy Jameis Winston.
Brees was gone, but
Winston was healthy, right? I got you. So we're talking to Kevin James. And by the way, if you guys want to watch this, he's kind enough to call us in via Zoom. So you can watch this on twitch.com/WFAN January 28th. It drops on Netflix. It's called Home Team. All right. Obviously, we know you're a huge sports fan. We know your teams. Who was your first favorite player? Like the first poster, the first player you tried to emulate? Who was your first guy?
Emerson Boozer.
Boozer.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going back to the booze.
I was a huge Jet fan.
What do you mean?
I love Namath, of course. Yes, exactly. Okay. I mean, just in the past, just referring to the past, it's tougher to be a Jet fan now, I got to be honest, but we're there. We're rebuilding. So I'm still there. But yeah, all those old guys, I remember Rich Caster, Don Maynard, Boozer was the big one for me, though. I just loved him as a running back. I loved watching him. Bruce Harper, another one, just all these little gems that we had back then, you know?
BT's a Jets fan as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he knows your he knows your pain.
Well, at least when they were shooting King of Queens, like, we were good. Like, we had some good players back then. We had a good team back then. You're always rocking the Jets gear on TV. We appreciate that. Give us an identity, Kev.
Well, By the way, I thought you were taking a shot at former Bills and Jaguars head coach Mike Mularkey when you're talking about Mularkey.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I had to look, and I was like, wait, who do you coach for? Yeah. Hey, you know, Kevin, tell me what was the most challenging part about playing Sean in this film, especially Sean not coaching the Saints, which you could probably caricature, but Sean coaching kids what was the hardest part about that?
Well, that was it. I mean, it's that, that knocking down of going and having to coach at a different level with the same intensity, and we're kind of pull back on that intensity and realize what it's really about. But the hardest thing was his accent, by the way. I can't. and I told him, I go, where are you from? You know, he's from all over the place. He admitted, he goes, I bounce in and out of my accent. So I look pretty, bad accent wise with what I'm doing with him. But he said it's fine. It was good because that's what he does. You know, there's no really pinpointing of where how he sounds. It was difficult, but he's great with the kids, man. He motivates, you know, it's the same thing. It's just bringing it on a different level, different scale, and just kind of, you know, really focusing in on what's important. He, you know, it was the greatest season of his life. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It inspired me, by the way. I went out and did I'm not kidding. I did a play with my kids. I was like, I want to do this. I want to start, you know, doing that. That's what we're here for. Right. Help our children. And so it was great.
Yeah. As jacked up of a situation as that was with Roger Goodell handing that down. And I remember it in real time. Yeah. It was just nonsense. I mean, everybody did something like that in the NFL. So the fact that they came down that hard was ridiculous, but it was a blessing in disguise. I know for a fact, head coaches don't see their families. It is what it is. It's busy. It's long hours. It's things get neglected. You know, when you had conversations with Sean and he reflected back on that moment, those years in his life that he kind of missed, and then having the chance, what was his response to it? You know, because this movie captures it in a way.
He got emotional. He literally, that's how I knew. I was like, he's not messing around. You know, we'd be on private Zoom calls just kind of hashing out stuff that happened, and he would tear up. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that, but he was, you know, he loved seeing his kid and doing and his family and just being able to spend that time. It was, you know, a God-given moment where he was able to say, hey, let me focus on what's really important and have the greatest season of his life in coaching, he said, you know, and it's, you know, obviously a Super Bowl winning coach. So it had to be pretty, you know, rewarding for him.
So we're talking to Kevin James, incredibly distinguished career, funny guy, good guy by all accounts. January 28th coming out on Netflix. It's called Home Team. He's with us now on twitch.com/WFAN, obviously here on the radio on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Mets, Jets, Knicks, Isles. Kev, if you had one event, if you couldn't watch them all, it was, you know, Mets in the World Series, Jets in the Super Bowl, Knicks in the finals, Islanders in the Cup, Stanley Cup finals, but you can only pick one. Really, at the end of the day, who's your favorite team? Which would you choose? What would you watch?
It would be the Mets in the series. You know, that baseball was my biggest sport growing up. I played football, and I love it. It kind of evolved into football, but just because I was playing it, I stopped playing baseball earlier. But baseball has always been my first love, and to see the Mets in the series, you know, it's got such childhood memories of, you know, walking up that ramp at Shea Stadium and seeing that grass field. And those guys are my heroes, Tommy Agee, you know, I just remember it clear as day. I mean, it's just an amazing time in my life.
What do you think about Hernandez's 17 finally being retired by the Mets?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty neat. I mean, these guys are amazing, he was such a, you know, I mean, obviously the key to that 86 win, I think that team and bringing them all together. Right? I mean,
no, it was question. Just like... Yeah, he changed their... You know, Kevin, he brought... We might have a little delay, so we apologize, like a second. He brought respect. Like, when he was acquired in 83, the Mets were a doormat. And they had been, as they really were, most of the late 70s, and early 80s. He comes in from St. Louis, and they didn't win a lot that year, but the template was laid because they had all these kids in the minors, and Keith showed them the way, and then Doc came up, and Darling, and El Cid, and before you know it, you got a whole squad, and they start beating the crap out of people. He was the guy. He was the Pied Piper. He was the one.
He was. He really was. And it was an amazing time. I mean, that's greatest time of my life, you know, back then. It was insane. It was beautiful.
Uncle Steve, he's going to bring another one. Have you talked to Stevie Cohen yet or no?
I have not. I got to get on the
Come on, what are you waiting for?
I know.
Come on, man.
I know.
You're local here, right, Kev?
Not right now, but yeah. I mean, I live there. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm excited what he's doing. He's making some crazy moves. And, we got some money now. And I'm happy, you know. I hated the Yankees. My whole career because of this.
Well, Kev, you always had money. The Wilpons just elected not to spend most of it.
Well, wisely, that's all.
You still playing golf?
I haven't played in a while, but really? I want to get out. Literally on this trip, I want to get back out. Yeah, I haven't played since, it's been a while. I've been working hard and, the kids, but I want to get back out. I really do. And I miss it tremendously. I used to play in the Pebble Beach pro-ams. And I love those so much, man. I want to get back. It's like the absolute perfect arena for, you know, succeeding and massive amounts of humility in one bundle. And it's just so much fun.
I could see that. I've got one more for you. I think you have to run pretty soon. We're talking to Kevin James, obviously, you know, famous actor, good, big sports fan, local guy, New York and everything. You know, when somebody like you, somebody like Adam Sandler, guys who have comedic backgrounds, when they come on a show, whether it's, you know, you could even jump on the Stern show or another radio show, do you feel pressure to be funny? Nobody wants like serious Kevin James to show up. They want like affable, funny, you know, loose Kevin James. So I would think that would be tough as an actor to always, I don't want to say be on because I don't think you're faking your humor, but that's got to be a challenge to try to always give people what they expect from, you know?
It is. And if it is that way, then I apologize to you guys because I failed miserably in this interview right now. So
not what I was implying.
No, but it's true. It's hard to be that way. You know, like some guys can do that all the time and I have fun. It depends on what you're talking about really too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Kevin, this is your first sports movie, right? Is this the first one you've done?
No, I did one about the UFC. It didn't do that well. It was called Here Comes the Boom. It was a fun one for me to do, but it kind of got lost and it was like a feathered fish in that it was like for kids.
So it was bombed. Weird... It's bombed is what you're saying, Kevin. Like,
would you do another one? Right? You know what I mean?
Another
BT was joking
sports
about
sports movie?
Yeah, BT was joking about the sequel, you know what I mean? But yeah, would you do another one?
To Boom? You mean another fight movie?
No, well, not that one. Just another sports movie.
Oh, you mean to sports? Yeah. Yes, I love sports. I'll do sports hopefully the rest of my life. I would love to do that.
I don't know. Kevin, I look at Grown Ups as a sports movie. You got the old CYO team back together, man.
That's right. Yeah. Gotcha. Yes. I mean, there's always sports in our movies.
That's right. Without sports, what do we have? Not That's a ton. Right. All right, man. Listen, Kev, good having you on the show. Really appreciate it. God bless. Congrats on the new project on Netflix called Home Team. Good luck to your Metsies. Good luck to our Jets. Good luck to our Knicks.
Yes.
And be well, my man. Thank you.
Thank you, Kev.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
There you go, man. He says that to everybody. All you guys are awesome. They didn't even know us. You guys, boy, knows you. You guys are awesome.
You have a shared Jet fandom.
You guys are great. Who's something. That guy? How do you say his name? Tony?
That was awesome.
Teeny? What? He got it. All right. Thanks, Kev. 11:43.
Home Team is January 28th on Netflix.
Yeah, I said that before three times.
Yeah, but you didn't say it clearly.
It's like, what do you mean I didn't say it clearly?
January 28th. You said good luck with the project. You're going to say January 28th, Netflix, Home Team.
Did I reset the date and the channel name?
He didn't. He said it once.
You know, you can never promote this stuff too much.
That's right. He said it one time.
You take a tiki side as
well. Yes,
doing
he is.
All right.
Hoff's not in there, dude.
That's true.
Hoff's
that
not
is
in
the
there.
Dynamic. That's fair. 8-7. Hey, look who's back from vacation. He only had. He's only got 320 to go the rest of the year. Dova's back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.